Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
It's true for all of us that we live a life of routine, if you think about it. And that's because as humans, we're continually learning. And what that learning does is allow us to create the path of least resistance through this life. We're definitely creatures of habit. And sometimes this habit can actually be sold to us. We're often encouraged to become more comfortable, to rely on comfort and to rely on this habit as a way to get us through. And in a lot of ways, this can actually work against us as well. And I believe there's a really, really important place for adventure and excitement in our lives. And not just doing, you know, big adventurous things like jumping out of planes, but even trying to develop an adventurous mindset. And here are some of the benefits of doing so. Whenever we set ourselves a task that involves doing something differently, it's a goal-oriented activity. And the more we're able to do that, the more positive we feel and the better well-being we have. Whenever we do something that's challenging on any level, physical, emotional, or mental, we grow as a result of that. We learn more things about ourselves. Whenever we achieve something, we get the benefit of a reward in our dopamine system. Whenever we engage in a new or novel activity, we have a new or novel experience. We incorporate new knowledge, new emotions into our repertoire, and that we get the gift of these new experiences. And whenever we do something different, we add to our own narrative. If we do something that's really interesting, that's new, that's exciting, that gets stored away in our life story. We then have the ability to recall and relive that at any point we need to. And especially this can be true where we do something challenging and we use the emotional energy of courage or bravery, we use our personal strengths to achieve it, then we can recall, we can live in those strengths again at any point in the future. The more we do this, not only do we become more inspired ourselves, but we probably inspire others, and that this can actually be a habit-forming behavior. Whenever we set ourselves the task of doing something, we make it a feature of our life, we want to do it again. So we can start to live more and more time in that space. Ultimately, any adventure or excitement gives us more knowledge about ourselves and the world. And one of the things that we can do as a result of that is to marvel at the beautiful and crazy place that our world is. And our ability to continue to marvel, to experience the good things, offers a quality to our life. And I think is a good example of a life well lived. So my tip for this week is to find ways to develop a mindset of adventure. And not just skydiving or bungee jumping or overseas travel, but I'd encourage people to build a hierarchy of adventure. Everything from trying new foods to going to new places. Even in your own community, there may be places that you've never set foot in before. A shop, a different faith space, a different geographic location, a bushwalk or a beach. And also to try and encounter new people and new ideas as often as possible, because every new person that we have in our life offers an adventure as well. So there's some tips to grow your inner adventure this week with Mind Games.